This is Brother Metter, and it's good morning to you, and I praise God that you're doing well and you are moving forward. You know, I've been trying to encourage you to be strong and of a good courage, because God has got this thing. It's in His control. He's the one that put this virus and this plague in the earth. Remember when the Lord spoke to me on the 22nd day of March, and I preached on the word of the Lord to the nations, and I told people, I said, God, the Lord told me, He said, I've done this thing. He said, I've done it to stand the world still. I've done it to bring the body of Christ together all over the world. And there was several different times from about 2014 on through that God had told us, I will bring my body together all over the world. So, you know, God kept telling us to do things different. He kept exhorting us and admonishing us to change the way we worship, to pray about the leadership of the Spirit. You know, I don't care what you say, when you come into church and you start the service the same way every time, there's no prayer, there's no leadership of the Spirit, you call on this one to sing and that one to sing or this one to testify, and it's not by the leadership of the Spirit, then you're just in a form. You're just in a form of godliness. You're denying the power thereof. You can holler all you want to. You're being led by the Spirit of God, but you're not. Because if you were being led by the Spirit of God, you would not be doing the same thing over and over and over again. And I know we come to prayer. We seek God. We cry out to God. We ask God for leadership. And we move forward from there. We hardly ever have any singing. One is because we don't have that any musicians in the church. Two, there's a couple of people can sing, but if they're not led by the Spirit of God to sing a song or lead us, you know, everybody thinks you can't start a church without music. You can't start a service without music. I remember we started this back in, I think, 2012 or 2013. I can't remember. And we were in a revival there in the church in Fort Payne, and we went to prayer. We probably stayed in prayer 2 hours, then I got up exhorted and said, I'm getting ready to turn it to the minister that was going to minister that night. And I said, go ahead and get ready. And they just looked, and I think they told my wife, or they made said, well, you can't start a service without singing. I said, yeah, you can. No, you can't start a service without singing songs and worshiping. I said, well, I think we can, and you're fixing to find out. I'm fixing to give it to you. So I think we were in service 8 or 9 days in that meeting, and I think we only had 3 songs sang the whole revival because we were striving to be led by the Spirit of God. And as we come out of this thing and we go back to worshiping and back to our worship services, and we're just going to drop back in these old habits and just drop back into normal or church as usual, you haven't learned anything and you haven't let the Spirit of God teach you anything. But we need to do what I talked about in this last video, and that's forget. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old, because God said He's doing a new thing. And if God can do a new thing in our worship and teach us how to worship Him in spirit and in truth, you don't have to work up emotion. I'm all for singing if it's led by the Spirit of God. I'm all for the anointing in singers. Singing has its place. Music has its place. But it's got to be anointed and led by the Spirit of God, just like the preaching has to be anointed, because the preaching without the anointing is just dead letter. I'm not interested in dead letter. I'm not interested in a dead church service. Neither am I interested in an emotional entertainment worship service. I want to feel the presence of God, and I want to be led by the Spirit of God. So we still got to get away from where we were when God shut everything down. Don't go back. Don't drop back in the same habit. If you do, God's not taught you anything. You've not been still and learned anything. So let God teach us. Let Him lead us and guide us and direct us. And let us learn when we go into the house of God to get in prayer and be moved by the Spirit of God, whether it's exhortation, what we call testimony, prophecy, singing. Don't have to be in a certain order. We've got God in a box. We got to let Him out. So Here, back along the first part of April, the Lord started dealing with me. And I got in prayer and I heard these words in prayer. And I kept hearing this, the apostles' doctrine. As I prayed every so often, I would hear this speak in my spirit, the apostles' doctrine. So when I got a chance to study, I went in and opened my computer, looked those words up, and just like that, the apostles' doctrine. And I found it in one place in the scripture, and I'm going to take you to Acts 2, and I'm going to start in verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. This is talking about the day of Pentecost. That's when Peter preached. And it said they added 3,000 souls to the church. So I guess they had 3,000 repent and baptized them. But he said, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in apostles' doctrine and in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. So they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. So when the Lord started putting this in my spirit, I started asking questions about the apostles' doctrine. And I couldn't really find anything other than water baptism in Acts 2:38 and receiving the Holy Ghost, and people believed in one God that went with the apostles' doctrine. So I started asking God for leadership. I started asking God to reveal to me what was going on. And I said, I cannot teach and preach something that I don't understand. So you're going to have to talk to me and reveal to me what the apostles' doctrine is. And God began to talk to me. And I'll cover this in our next installment. And I pray you have a blessed day. I'm praying for you. Get out there. Be strong and of a good courage. And go forward in Jesus' name.